We have to learn how to protect people who've gone through this when they go before the court.
When Centoya Brown Long talks about being a victim of sex trafficking, she's speaking from personal experience.
Do you have special courts that understand their experience and that treat them differently? Or are you going to put them in situations like I was in, like Crystal Kaiser's in? Like, are you going to continue to just turn a blind eye to what they went through and punish them as though they were criminals instead of traumatized women?
Crystal Kaiser is another victim of trafficking, currently behind bars for shooting a customer. That's something else that Brown knows about. She delivered her message to an audience in Birmingham, and it's not the first time she's been in the public eye.
Just before 4 o'clock this morning, Centoya Brown became a free woman.
She's been in a Tennessee prison since she was 16, was released.
Centoya Brown, now 31, was granted an early release from her life sentence.
After serving 15 years behind bars, Brown welcomed freedom last August. She was a convicted murderer set free, and that sent shockwaves across the nation. Prosecutors say she committed murder to get cash, but she contends she was a victim of abuse, rape, and sex trafficking, acting in self-defense against a child predator. Her life forever changed after firing a bullet.
I thought he was reaching for a gun, so I'm like, oh, I'm saying that's what he's doing. It's gonna mark me or break me or something.
That was Brown at the age of 16 in the PBS documentary, Me Facing Life, Centoya's Story. She was talking to a psychiatrist after prosecutors say she shot and killed a Nashville man. Brown says it all started when he paid her $150 to have sex with him. The murder happened in January of 2004. Brown says real estate agent Johnny Michael Allen paid her for sex and brought her to his home. She says during their encounter, she feared for her life, which led her to shoot him with a gun she'd brought in her purse for protection.
He just grabbed me, like, in between my legs. Like, he just grabbed it real hard, and he just gave me this look. It was, like, a very fierce look. Mm-hmm. And it just sent these chills up my spine. I'm thinking he's gonna hit me or do something like that. But then he rolls over and reaches, like, he's reaching to the side of the bed or something, so I'm thinking, now he's not finna hit me. He's finna get a gun.
Her argument was not helped by the fact she took his guns and money and escaped the scene of the crime in his truck. Brown was eventually charged, tried, and convicted in Allen's murder as an adult. In Tennessee, that carries a life sentence, 60 years behind bars. Even with good behavior, Brown would have to serve 51 years before any chance of parole.
There's nothing to say to justify. You can't justify it. You can't. You know, I killed Johnny Allen. He's gone.
The harshness of her sentence later sparked a celebrity-driven campaign from Kim Kardashian West, LeBron James, Meek Mill, and Rihanna, who brought national attention to her case. Brown tried to get clemency, but that was denied. Her lawyers would fight for her to be freed, only to be rejected by the Tennessee Supreme Court in December of 2018. Then a new year brought new hope. In January of 2019, then-Tennessee Governor Bill Haslam commuted her sentence. Since walking out of prison, her self-claimed mission has been to speak up for those who don't have a voice and share her story of transformation while bringing awareness to sex trafficking victims. She made a stop in Birmingham earlier this month to talk about ways to bring attention to the dangers of sex trafficking at an early age.
I think that trafficking needs to be part of required continuing education. Everyone who comes into contact with kids needs to have some sort of training. Once a year, once every year, like, our knowledge about it is increasing, like, so rapidly.
And that means going beyond the classroom. An opinion piece in the website Knox News called on Tennessee's new governor, Bill Lee, to consider clemency for other women in prison for crimes similar to Centoya Brown's. Following her talk in Birmingham, Brown talked about her own ideas for Tennessee lawmakers.
I definitely think that legislation needs to consider passing a law that says that schools need to start talking about trafficking. They need to start raising awareness. They need to start having this as part of the curriculum because it's important.
And Brown says those lessons need to go to the heart of what makes kids vulnerable to being trafficked. She says there should be classes that talks about what's right and what's not when it comes to relationships.
They talk about sexual issues, like what's not okay, healthy relationships, how to have healthy relationships with people, boundaries.
Brown will be on parole for 10 years. Conditions of her parole require her to perform at least 50 hours of community service, including working with at-risk youth. She's spoken at several cities this month, hoping to spread awareness about the dangers of sex trafficking. A big part of her message, there's a lot more work that needs to be done. I'm Bailey Majors, APR News in Tuscaloosa.